self-manipulation is simply chaining yourself when you can simply get to a higher point in your life. Every human is designed for a purpose in this world. Every human is designed to achieve something, to make a positive impact in this world. And the best way you can make a positive impact in this world is by putting in your maximum effort towards everything you do. Eventually, you'll be remembered, not only by your kids or your grandkids or anything or anyone. It could be your friends or even people you do not know. So please ensure that you keep on putting your best. You aim for the highest point. Being satisfied with the barest minimum . For example, when one is satisfied with putting medium effort at his or her place of work, so far as he or she is likely not to get sacked, that is self-manipulation. It could be at your place of work, you don't put in your best. It could be at school when you don't put in your best. It could be in soccer when you don't put in your best, when you don't try to become better and better. When you are satisfied with playing a left back, when you can simply design yourself to be able to play a left back, a striker, and a midfielder, as in soccer. If you have those three qualities, you not only embrace variety, but you become better. You become better and better. You become you can be better than where you are now. You can put in your best and get a better result than the result you are getting right now. All you need to do is ensure that you put in maximum effort in every positive thing you do. Because that is the major thing you are sent to this world for. You are sent to this world to make a positive outcome. And the best way is by putting in maximum effort. It is not easy. Sometimes you face a situation whereby you are tired or something, but just imagine the result. Look at people like Ronaldo, you look at people like Messi, look at other people. If they are not putting their best, they will not be where they are today. So it's simply a matter of you being able to maximize your gifts, being able to maximize those talents that you have in becoming better and better. That is how you counter self-manipulation. Self-manipulation can be avoided when the person decides to keep on pushing no matter the position he or she is in. If you are third, aim for the first position. If you are second, aim for the first. If you are first, aim to get a better result than where you are now. If you are first with 90%, then aim for 95%. It is very possible. All you have to do is put in your best. Do not be satisfied with the barest minimum. Do not be satisfied with the barest minimum. You can be better than where you are. So another type of manipulation is manipulation by interaction. The normal face-to-face conversation, which may lead to one getting manipulated due to ease or niceness. At this point, one is expected not to change, but be very careful with how they relate with other people. Manipulation by interaction is something that pains me a lot. I do not like when people are manipulated, especially knowing fully well that the person doesn't even know he or she's being manipulated. You try to warn that person at times, and the person has a very lackadaisical response towards it. It's not a good thing in any way. Manipulation manipulation by interaction has a way of breaking a person down to an extent where he or she can no more recover his or herself. But I want you to know today that you can recover. Once there's life, there's hope. There's a chance. Once there's life, it is a chance for you to embrace a new beginning. Once there's life, it is a chance for you to make a new step. Being manipulated is not the end of the world. Being manipulated is simply a chance for you to adjust yourself. You need to realize that you are a human being. You need to realize that you are prone to mistakes. And whatever you did that led to you being manipulated is part of those mistakes you exhibit as a human being. Please do not make any drastic decision because of manipulation. Instead, use it as an avenue, as a medium to become better and better. How do you use it as a medium to become better and better? It is by looking at what made you become manipulated and removing it from your life, dusting yourself back up and going out again to put in your possible best in everything you do. Eventually, when you attain success by practicing this thing, you will forget about the people who manipulated you. It will become a past tense. So, please, you need to realize that being manipulated is not the end of the world. Being manipulated by your relative, by your friend, or anyone that you felt was closer to you than ever is not the end of the world. Instead, it is a chance for you to embrace a new beginning. It is a chance for you to become better, to become more matured. The conclusion for today: the higher the level of manipulation, the higher the level of determination one should have. If you are manipulated, realize this, that you are supposed to channel that manipulation or the anger gained from that manipulation towards being more determined in your various activity, in your various activities. The higher the level of manipulation, the higher the level of determination one should have. The higher the level of manipulation, the higher the level of determination one should have. The higher the level of determination, the higher the level of intensity one should put at his place of work. The higher the level of manipulation, the higher the level of intensity one should put in school. The higher the level of manipulation, the higher the level of intensity one should put in adjusting oneself. That is the idea of life. That is exactly the way we should respond to manipulation. Not embracing negativity, not becoming immoral, but instead being more determined than ever. Forever and ever, my name remains Mr. Facts, and I'm speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. Have a very lovely weekend, and don't drink too much coffee. Thank you very much. Wish.
Good one.
Good one.
Too much.
Allô, Aïcha. Allô, Aïcha, comment ça va? Moi, je m'appelle Lazare Vertus. Je suis ton papa chéri. Tu es ma fille adorée chérie que j'aime beaucoup. Je t'aime fort, 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 très, très fort. Même si des fois tu vois pas papa, ça ne veut pas dire que papa ne t'aime pas. Papa t'aime beaucoup. Des fois, papa est occupé. Tu vois, quand il veut venir voir Aïcha, puis il est déjà trop tard, Aïcha a déjà fait dodo.
You're hanging like it always was.